Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's why I picked it. I was, I switched over to AT&T TV to get Padres games and came with at least a temporary subscription to the movie channels, HBO, Showtime, etc. And Beverly Hills Cop was on, so I watched the first 15 minutes, which includes Axel Foley riding in the back of the truck in the chase
the scene best.
With this song playing
why?
As he's driving around Detroit.
Why only 15 minutes? You just ran out of time?
Well, I just was working. And
I watched it the other day, too. That's so funny. It holds up like a madman.
I never even got to Beverly Hills. I only watched the Detroit portion of the movie. But that was just it's a kicking way to start the movie as he's flying around the back of the
holding that
cigarette
chain.
Cartons, holding the chain, as the truck is just running over cars left and right.
I don't smoke Lucky Strike. I smoke King Size Kent. The movie is amazing. It's amazing. Paul, you ever see Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Dude.
The first one.
The first one. The second one's really good, too. The third one's terrible.
He knew I'd be a cop.
Huh?
Yeah, I had to hold out for $5,000. Yeah. I'd be a cop if I took $2,000.
It's $2,000. I need $5,000. Tell you what, Megan, up to you on the next score. I know every word of that movie. It's still so good.
But is this not a kind of a jam by the Pointer Sisters here?
Yeah. I mean, it just reminds me. I can see it in my mind's eye. Axel in that truck. Act Foley, get over here. So good. His boss, Todd, Inspector Todd, one of the greatest characters of all time. I just got my ass chewed. You see, I ain't got any velvet left. Hey, boss, you still got a little ass left there. It's amazing. It's amazing. Eddie Murphy back then, none better. None better than that guy.
All right,
Debbie rules.
Before we get to the bottom of the hour, we got to relive it. Not that we really enjoyed it, but Padres, disappointing loss yesterday. It's time for our Padres wrap-up.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3, The Fan.
Now the 1-2 pitch to Solano. Coming, swing and a miss. Blake Snell has struck out the side. 1-2-3 to open up the afternoon. Snell a look at second. Now the pitch, and that's in the air straightaway center. Well struck. Mateo's going back. He is onto the warning track, and at the wall he leaps. It goes off his glove and over the fence for a two-run home run. He had just made the brilliant play on the ball hit by Flores. You could see he was kind of trying to feel for the wall, a little bit uncomfortable in terms of where he was relative to the fence. He leapt a little bit shy of the wall, and the ball hit his glove and went over for a two-run homer, 2-0 Giants.
Okay.
He's like, I don't know what it is, but it happens all the time. And what do you know? A base hit in the left center field for Blake Snell, the first of his major league career.
Somebody get that man that baseball.
No balls and a strike on Jorge Mateo. Here's the pitch, and he lines it into center field. That's a base hit. Profar's on his way to third. He will be waved. Slater comes up throwing. It's a bad throw. Cut off. And an RBI single, Jorge Mateo. 2-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1. Curve ball. Myers hits it in the air to deep left field. Slater backtracking. At the wall. He leaps. Gonna go. Will Myers has tied it with two outs in the eighth. his second home run of the season. And one too many of those slow pitches from Tyler Rogers. 2-2. This pitch is smacked to right. Myers hadn't played well. He'll square it up. Makes the catch. Here's the throw home with Dickerson tagging, and it is not in time. Just a hair late. Great throw from Myers. And Campisano did everything right trying to tag Dickerson out as he slid past. But just a little bit late. And the Giants go in front 3-2. 10. Tuku gets another look at Peralta, and the first pitch is swung on, lifted in the air left field. Dickerson has it, drifting back, and he makes the catch. That is the ball game. Padres failed to score in extra innings for the first time since the new rule was put in place a year ago, and the Giants take this one in 10 innings by a final of 3-2.
Fastball was good. Second inning got a little carried away with just shaking my head yes instead of, you know, understanding, you know, what I want to do, my game plan, and how I want to attack hitters. So that was frustrating. I was pretty frustrated with myself all in all. But yeah, I mean, stuff-wise, it was all good enough to be a lot better than what I did. So definitely looking forward to watching the video, understanding what I did right, what I did wrong, and growing from it. Tatis guy is like me,
gonna win an MVP before he turns 20. Gotta say, Woods, I didn't mind the runner at second base rule last season when the Padres won every time they played in extra innings. It did bother me yesterday, and granted, I'm being very homeristic, but when a team can win a game without really doing anything, you know, just two medium fly balls and a dribbler is all they hit in the 10th inning, doesn't feel like you earned that win necessarily. And now I guess they had to get the Padres out in the bottom of the inning, and they did, whereas the Padres did not keep that runner from coming around from second base to score in the top of the inning. Kind of feels like you need to do a little bit more. Now, I remember last night, the Padres didn't necessarily win a bunch of games just by pushing that one run across. They had a bunch of rallies in the 10th. It started with a guy in second, but they'd score, you know, they'd score like 3-4 runs and put it away, and you felt good about it. That one just felt like a very unsatisfying way for the Padres to end a series and a homestand with a 3-2 loss in 10 innings on just a couple of fly balls.
Well, and I'm still going to be bullish on it, and the reason that I'm going to be bullish on it, Ben, is because the fewer pitches that your bullpen has to throw, the better. When you are in a season in which the expectations are high, I'm just going to be bullish on it, man. I am. Because you love that game yesterday if you win it. You hate to lose it. You had your chances. And you had the exact same chance that they did. You didn't get the job done. You didn't execute. I don't want to see that game going 13-14. Then they go get on a plane. Then they go to Texas. I know they got the off day today to recharge a little bit, but still, it's just fewer bullets that you have to use. And I'm going to be bullish on it for that reason, because the fresher you are in October, the better chance you have. How many times we talked about the Nationals this morning? How many times did that Nationals bullpen bail them out? And that bullpen was not even that great that season. How many times did that bullpen bail them out in October and won them a World Series? I get it. It's weird. It's not what we're used to, but I gotta stand my ground on it, man, because it's just less work for a bullpen.
So when we come back, I had the pleasure of being on the Zoom call with Blake Snell after the game. The audio is tremendous.
It's phenomenal.
It's always been with him. But I also have to say, I also had a panicked moment for myself during that Zoom call.
Oh, yes.
And I will tell you why that is, and we'll discuss more of the game, hear from Blake Snell. It is all coming up next. Stay tuned. It is Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.